We're back with another Medical Minute here on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burris, and with me is our medical analyst, Dr. Ford Vox. And Dr. Vox, I understand the idea for today's segment comes from your coworkers.
Jim, I've been hearing great things among the nurses that I work with about apple cider vinegar as a health supplement. One nurse in particular saw improvement in an inflammatory condition that she has. A few others have reported losing weight. Hey, I figure this is worth our attention for a moment or so.
Yeah, sounds like it. Now, this is the stuff that's been sold in health food stores for, well, really ages, right?
Yeah, you'll find apple cider vinegar as an ingredient in regular supermarkets. And at your crunchier stores, you're going to see brands with all sorts of health claims on the bottle. One of the more popular ones is called Bragg Organic Apple Cider Vinegar. It's got plenty of boosters. Don't just take my word for that.
Hey guys, Dr. Axe here. Today I'm going to talk to you about an amazing superfood, actually amazing super liquid, that can increase your energy, help fight diabetes, improve your heart health, and support fat burning.
That's Josh Axe. He's a naturopathic medicine doctor, a chiropractor, and a nutritionist. He's so big on this stuff that the Bragg Company has that video of him on their website.
I take it this company's not going to have much interest in putting you on its website, right?
Probably not, Jim. At the same time, I'm not totally negative with regards to this stuff. I'm certainly not prone to rave about anything as miraculous, and the claims about apple cider vinegar are certainly overblown. Folks are attributing virtually every positive event in their lives to this stuff. On Amazon, it's a bestseller. In the reviews there, you're going to see people talking about how it relieves their heartburn, promotes dramatic weight loss, lowers their appetite, smooths their skin, helps promote bowel movements, cures irritable bowel syndrome. On the product's website, they're also advertising it as a hair rinse, in addition to those weight loss properties.
So are all these claims bogus?
Well, some of them have merit. There's just not much to suggest that there's anything unique to apple cider vinegar versus any other kind of vinegar. More specifically, the key ingredient that gives vinegar its vinegary smell, acetic acid. As for the skin claims, due to its acidity, vinegar is going to help erode a layer of dead skin cells off. That can make your skin look more youthful. But be warned that you can actually cause yourself chemical burns by putting that directly in undiluted fashion on your skin. And even though it's a mild acid, over time it can even erode your tooth enamel. We actually use vinegar routinely at my hospital with people who have peeling skin. That's often on their feet. It's due to the effects of ICU care on their skin. In the ICU with critical care, we often have to pump lots of IV fluids into people to keep them alive, and that can stretch out your skin. The skin starts to peel off as your fluid balance renormalizes. Vinegar works great for this purpose. We also use acetic acid, again, the key ingredient in vinegar, to clean some types of wounds, particularly tracheostomies. Those are tubes that go into the windpipe.
What about the weight loss claims?
There is good research to suggest that vinegar helps lower your blood sugar after you eat, and plenty of good medical explanations as to why that's the case. You probably don't need to drink, say, Bragg apple cider vinegar, though. Some vinaigrette dressing on your salad should have the same effect. Vinegar seems to slow the absorption of starches in the gut, meaning that blood sugar won't spike as quickly after you eat starchy foods like potatoes, pasta, and corn. Acetic acid seems to increase your body's absorption of blood sugar. Vinegar may even slow the speed that food moves through your stomach, and that can make you feel full longer. So all of these effects can add up to mean you might lose weight.
So maybe they are going to add you to the website after all.
Well, I continue to have no faith in any particular vinegar product above another, based on the current science. Now, one last thing, Jim. Be sure to keep some vinegar on hand if you go to the beach while visiting Australia.
Why? Does it ward off sharks, too?
More common even than shark attacks off the Australian coast are vicious jellyfish stings. So they have box jellyfish. These box jellyfish have venom that's so severe that it can kick off something called the Irukandji syndrome. That's a wave of nasty symptoms that makes you feel like you're about to die. They call it impending doom. Terrible anxiety, body aches, nausea and vomiting, profuse sweating. In some cases, you actually can die through cardiac arrest. But vinegar to the rescue. On Australian beaches, they'll douse you with vinegar if you get a jellyfish bite. The vinegar actually seems to stop nematocysts on the tentacles, they contain the venom, from releasing their venom.
All right, Dr. Vox, thanks. We'll see you next week.
Apple cider vinegar and honey off the comb do a lot of good for a simple man's soul. Take it hot, take it right off the stove. Add a little liquor, it'll cure a little cold.